June 15, 1937. Once I learned that I was to be transferred to another house. My knowledge of this was purely interior. At the same time, I heard a voice in my soul. Do not be afraid, my daughter. It's my will that you should remain here. Human plans will be thwarted, since they must conform to my will. When I was close to the Lord, he said to me, why are you afraid to begin the work which I have commanded you to carry out? I answered, why do you leave me on my own at such times? Jesus, why do I not feel your presence? Then Jesus answered, my daughter, even though you do not perceive me in the most secret depths of your heart, you still cannot say that I am not there, even you don't feel his presence, but he is present. I only remove from you the awareness of my presence, and that should not be an obstacle to the carrying out of my will, even you don't feel it. I do this to achieve my unfathomable ends, which you will know of later on. My daughter, know without doubt, and once and for all, that only mortal sin drives me out of a soul and nothing else. So you have the grace of the Lord. Maybe you're not a saint yet. Still, Jesus is there. Maybe at times you don't feel his presence, but at the end of your soul, there is his presence. It's secure, for us. Today, the Lord said to me, my daughter, my pleasure and delight, nothing will stop me from granting you graces. Your misery does not hinder my mercy. My daughter, write that. The greater the misery of a soul, the greater its right to my mercy. If you say you are poor or miserable, more love for you. Important to keep this his grace, Don't commit any stupid sins that you'll be away from the Lord. And then anything can help you. But when Jesus is not there, you cannot be. That's the only thing. Jesus is always, always, always helping and loving. Nothing else. All souls to trust in the unfathomable abyss of my mercy, because I want to save them all. Everybody loved by the Lord and wants every soul to be saved. No exception. On the cross, the fountain of my mercy was opened wide by the lens of all souls. No one have I excluded. So this lens pierced the heart of Jesus. All souls pierced, so that the water and the blood come out for all souls. The peace, the lens, belongs to all sinners. It's wonderful. Is the first time you hear this thing? Is the first time you hear the lens? It's our sin. All sinners are there to pierce the heart of the Lord. After Jesus died, then the soldier used a lens to pierce. Lens, L-E-N-C-E. The lens. The spear. Yeah, we call it lens, another word, lens. L-A-N-C-E. Lance. Is it? On the cross, the fountain of my mercy was opened wide by the lance of all souls. No one have I excluded. Oh Jesus, I want to live in the present moment, believe as if this were the last day of my life. I want to use every moment scrupulously for the greater glory of God, to use every circumstance for the benefit of my soul. I want to look upon everything from the point of view that nothing happens without the will of God. God of unfathomable mercy, embrace the whole world and pour yourself upon us through the merciful heart of Jesus. On the earlier occasion, in the very evening, I saw the Lord Jesus upon the cross. From his hands, free feet and side, the most sacred blood was flowing. After some time, Jesus said to me, "All this is for the salvation of souls. Consider well, my daughter, what you are doing for their salvation." I answered, "Jesus, when I look at your suffering, I see that I am doing next to nothing for the salvation of souls." And the Lord said to me, "Know, my daughter, that your silent day-to-day martyrdom in complete submission to my will ushers many souls into heaven." Although she didn't do anything, just silent in prayer. "And when it seems to you that your suffering exceeds your strength, contemplate my wounds, and you will rise above human scorn and judgment. Meditation on my passion will help you rise above all things." I understood many things I had been unable to comprehend, said her words. I understood many things I had been unable to comprehend before. So peace, be more silence in the soul. Only then the Holy Spirit can work in you and give you all the inspiration. Okay, here, stop here and see.